Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder at Geode Blockchain, and I want to walk you through this pitch deck real quick. Commitments are starting to roll in for this seed round. I am so excited at the attention that we're attracting and the high quality of investors that we're talking to, and I'm so glad that you are among them. So let's get into it, and I want to start with who we are, the founding team. We've come out of the DoD technology prototyping, did entire careers building things they said couldn't be built, creating technologies, solving problems from a technical standpoint that had less than a 10% chance of success, working multiple simultaneous programs, large complexity, huge teams, massive budgets, and then at the same time, you have to sell it to Congress and you have to sell it to the end user at the same time, and not only ask them for their money, but ask them for their time and their effort over the next decade. These are huge commitments that you have to sell into. It's so much more than technical development. And so that's the background that we came out of. Our resumes are stacked. Check them out for yourselves. But the way I've heard it put, especially from our market makers, is that the grown-ups have arrived. Yeah, that's the vibe we're bringing. And it's the vibe you'll see through our entire community of volunteers as well. About half of them have never done anything crypto before. And that is the proof that Geode can bring on the average everyday user. And we've done it from teenagers up to people in their 70s. And it has been such an absolute joy. I love this community. The problem, in my opinion, with user adoption, and I know there are many, but there was a big one where everything is just so siloed and separated. Not only is each chain an island, each little app is an island. And when I talk to people, which I do every day, average everyday people, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They're curious. They say things to me like, I know this is the future and I want to understand it, but they don't see any real utility for themselves and they don't know how to approach it. They see meme coins and cartoon monkeys and DeFi, and they're like, I don't get it. What am I supposed to do with this? And so that's what we're trying to solve. Make it easy for people. That starts by putting everything in one place. So let's talk about what we're building. We are at this point fully developed. The L1 chain already exists. The native app suite already exists. Pseudo has been removed. We are fully decentralized. And that really brings down a lot of the technical and legal risk. So we have a layer one chain, and we'll talk in a minute about why it's appropriate for this particular project to be a layer one, and it's advantageous. We've got all these nice, practical, nice set of apps here to get everybody started so that when they come into Geode, there's something they can do and they can see the utility and they can do things they can't do in a Web 2 world. Now, all of that I just talked about is already built, already deployed. You can go enjoy it right now. Check it out. Next up is the search feature. I have a minimum of two viable technical routes to approach this. I see the technical risk is actually pretty low on this. So we want to do a search for apps. Also looking to do a content search, but let's focus on the app search here. Searching for apps across other chains and the ability to rate and review those apps across other chains. This takes advantage of the commoditization. There is a commoditization of chains and apps in the Web3 space. When you have commoditization of a particular product category, the enterprise that wins next is the aggregator. And that's what we're doing here with this search, bringing it all into one place. If you see an app you like, you can add it to your home screen. And then we link out from there. So essentially, taking the Internet of Chains and all the apps that are on those chains and making it searchable and linkable. The more people build apps and the more chains that proliferate and the more apps that proliferate only makes our search feature richer and more useful. No matter who builds what where, we win. And the more they build anywhere on any chain, we win. And that's probably one of my favorite features. And so then it's really about creating demand for the coin, building that community, and really getting the users in there. So we have a bounty going on for the next several years to pull in that high value data, such as advertising preferences on social and private messaging and resume items and intellectual property registration. That is fabulous high value data, and we are paying our users for that, as it should be. Lots of cool third-party apps already building on Geode, and I find that just incredibly exciting. This particular round, we're seeking $12 million on a proposed $150 million FDV. Obviously, these numbers are subject to change depending on the investors as they come in, as we lock in the lead. And what do we want that for? Further development? No. We're building this regardless. What I want this money for are the two things you cannot get for free, and that is exchange listings and real, sustained advertising. Now, in the meantime, advertising isn't the only thing sustaining demand. With the search capability, we often get the question, and very smart to ask it, you know, are you going to have paid search, right? Paid promotion in the search like Google does. Yes, that is my intention. Another question that I get on paid search is, well, aren't you going to sort of be biased towards your own native apps and to the apps that are built on Geode? Yeah, damn right I am. Why would I not be? But at least that kind of bias makes sense. Now, if this project were a layer two on another chain, you'd be obviously biased to the apps that are on your L2, but you'd be beholden in a socio-political way to the L1 you were connected to. Crypto is about freedom, and its popularity is based on freedom. So being biased to the apps that are on our own chain, people get that. They understand that. Being beholden to some other chain to give them deference, our community doesn't like that. So we're going to stick with our own L1. I think it's highly appropriate for this particular project to be completely independent. I'll let you run through the financial slides on your own. So thanks for joining me here. Make sure you set up an appointment to chat with me where I can go more in depth on whatever questions you have. We can go super technical. We can go super deep into marketing, whatever you like. I look forward to speaking with you. See you soon.